Power Street is representing, for sure. All right, since I can't tell that story, which, by the way, I'll add real quick, because I can't help but add to that story, that when they got married, I had the great honor of giving a toast at their wedding, and it was all about how Power Street is the center of the universe, and there was an unfurling of a stick figure kind of scroll of how it all played out. Oh yeah, there was a threat of an interpretive dance, but it didn't happen. Okay, so also on Power Street, Vanessa and I had another roommate before Leon was in the picture, and he was such a burst of life and experiences. He was a master's of fine arts student at the Towson theater program in experimental theater. So you might know him. I don't know. It's Smaltimore. There's a lot of overlapping layers there. Anyway, this is just like a couple of vignettes of what it's like to come home to someone who is like Joel. So real quick. So it's just two little things, and they actually don't even involve him being in the room. So Joel had grown his hair out very, very long and would wear it in a long ponytail. And he was a stage combat artist and studied tea ceremony and loved to dance and taught me how to drink Bombay Sapphire martinis. That's a tip for the next vignette. And I came home. Well, Vanessa and I, at separate occasions, came home one day, and in a whim, he had made a decision about himself, and we found it hanging on the refrigerator door. He had strung the entire 2 feet of his ponytail welcoming us home. So that was something. And then another time, you remember way back, Y2K was coming up, and we thought planes were going to fall out of the sky, and people were prepping, and it was crazy times in late 1999, right? So again, we're poor artists, students, AmeriCorps volunteers, you know, living on Power Street. Vanessa and I were just marveling. Can you imagine being in Hamden now and being in one of these lovely row houses and paying a little over $200 a month for a room? Our total rent was like $650. Anyway, so we were living the dream whenever we would like save up and get a bottle of Bombay Sapphire. Like that was a big deal. And I walk in again, quiet house, nobody's around, but the essence of Joel is definitely there because I walk around the corner into the kitchen and oh my God, we are going to party. There was a Bombay Sapphire bottle, one of those huge ones, right? And I was like, yes, this is going to be awesome tonight. Turns out, that was his version of prepping. He took an old bottle and filled it with water. No, thank you. We still had fun. That's the end.